This is Crossroads, the Get Religion podcast.
Decades ago, seven Catholic housewives created La Leche League. It is a breastfeeding charity. It persists to this day, but it has decided to open its services to biological men, transgender women, as they call them. How is the media covering this story, and is it emblematic of something much bigger? Greetings and welcome to Crossroads with Terry Mattingly. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Terry is Senior Fellow on Communications and Culture at St. Constantine College in Houston, Texas. He writes Rational Sheep, a Substack newsletter for faith and mass media. He's author of the National On Religion column for the Andrews McMeel Universal Syndicate, and for two decades he led the GetReligion.org website. Terry, welcome.
Glad to be here.
In this age where everything is politicized and all the conversations we've had about labels, is nursing a baby liberal or conservative right now?
Well, the key words that you just said are right now, because right now, breastfeeding is absolutely normal. But to understand, what is 75% of American women breastfeed their children for at least some time after the hospital? And if you backed up in the 50s, that percentage would have been something like 12, something like that. So to understand what makes this story so fascinating is you have to understand that when the La Leche League began its work with seven devout Roman Catholic women naming the organization after a famous icon of the Virgin Mary breastfeeding her baby, Christ, and La Leche means the milk. And so, I mean, you have this explicit religious heritage of this organization, and it was genuinely countercultural to breastfeed at that time. Today, it's normal, which means it's exactly the sort of thing that people in the transgender movement want to declare that they are a part of. And this organization seems to have gone along with them. But the organizers of this group were really unique women. And I keep thinking about this story. There's a real story here that is both local, national, and global, because this organization's work is now global. But the volunteers that I have known related to this organization are almost all very devout conservative women. A high percentage of them, at least in my experience, are kind of what I would call pro-life progressive Catholics. And I thought of a Rod Dreher book with a title that kind of sums up the worldview of this organization when it started. This is not the Rod Dreher book that people quote all the time. Do you remember a book called Crunchy Cons?
I do.
And it was the very first book he wrote, and it was about conservatives that were hard to label. And the subtitle for that book is absolutely perfect to understand this crowd of people as they originally were. The subtitle, and this may take me two or three breaths to read the subtitle. The subtitle on this book was How Birkenstocked Burkeans, Gun-Loving Organic Gardeners, Evangelical Free-Range Farmers, Hip Homeschooling Mamas, Right-Wing Nature Lovers, and Their Diverse Tribe of Countercultural Conservatives Plan to Save America, or at least the Republican Party. Now, that's a book that was written like 10 or 15 years ago, but that kind of impossible to label group of people. They're cultural conservatives, but they have National Public Radio tote bags, and they're into whole food and local farming and natural life. That's the original hard to label religious crowd behind this organization. So today, breastfeeding is normal. In the past, it was countercultural, and I'm not sure you could say that that was liberal or conservative, but it was definitely countercultural, and that's the roots of the organization we're talking about.
So does the press coverage of this get into the why of their decision to include biological men?
Well, not really. In fact, I guess this is a classic case where we're reviewing the lack of press coverage, because I'm not sure that many reporters would kind of understand what's going on. So the story that caught my attention is that that essential publication we're all talking about now called the Free Press. And the headline was, "La Leche League Erases Mothers." And the woman who wrote it, the subheadline is, "The charity that taught me how to breastfeed is eliminating women by calling it chest feeding." And you get into this article, and it's your typical world we live in right now. You know, you have the famous book that was this movement was based around is dropping the word woman from the title. They can read this article at the Free Press. And the key is this is viewed simply in this story as a trans issue, as an issue for trans people claiming a corner of something that was considered normal and whatever. The information section for this publication's main guide now says, "Do you have questions about breastfeeding, chest feeding, pumping, and more? Donations," the website says, "will help sustain breastfeeding, chest feeding, and human milk feeding." The Womanly Art of Breastfeeding was the name of the classic book that's been around since the 1950s, and it's coming out in October with a new title that is simply The Art of Breastfeeding. So at the level of the Free Press, this is just a case where the word woman has been erased. But if you dig back to 2008 in a really interesting story that the New York Times did about this organization, all of the religious philosophy and roots of this organization come into play. And I would recommend digging that story out. 2008, the New York Times, just search for La Leche League and you'll won't have any trouble finding it. So the point of what we're talking about today is whether journalists realize how fiercely devoted the women and families are that are dedicated to breastfeeding and teaching breastfeeding as a totally natural thing. All the work they've done to extend breastfeeding into Latino and African American communities, where it's really the best thing the women can do in terms of providing a healthy alternative and also passing on immunities to their children, et cetera. So the fact that this has become the latest transsexual social war, culture war, is really symbolic. And journalists need to understand that this is a story that almost every zip code in America, there'll be some angle of the story that they can cover.
So what is there by way of a religion angle to this story about this prominent breastfeeding charity making its services available to men?
But once again, in the past, there was no question about the religion angle. Like I said, they took the name of the organization from a Catholic icon, from a Catholic image. La Leche, as I said, means the milk. And so this, you have this very explicitly Catholic beginning. And the women who started this organization, there's seven founders. Between the seven women that founded the organization, they had a total of 55 children. So that's pretty 1950s Catholic. But here's the thing where it gets interesting. I can't stress enough that when they started this organization, people said they were crazy to talk about breastfeeding, because everybody knew that it was better to trust the science and give the brand new artificial baby formulas, that that was the best thing you could do for your children. And these women, in a move that, once again, it's hard to describe as liberal or conservative, these women just kind of stood up and shouted, "Stop. No, we want to do what women have done for millennia. This is the natural way to feed your child." And at the same time, though, because they were rebelling against the culture, these women read all kinds of interesting literature about feminism and the power of women and women getting to make their own choices. And in the 50s, that's why I read the Rod Dreher title. There was this kind of, we're conservative Catholics, but we don't fit into American culture. So they had people probably calling them liberal or radical because they wanted to breastfeed. But they were doing it for the same motives and the same kind of view of motherhood and what it meant to be a woman that also made them intensely pro-life. Just like you had the famous Catholic socialist, Dorothy Day, is a hero of liberalism in American history, but she was also very strongly pro-life. So is breastfeeding liberal or conservative? It was counterculture. Now it's normal culture, which means that's something that the trans movement wants to be able to kind of co-opt and declare that this is something that has to accept them. But at the same time, today, is having lots of children liberal or conservative? Well, it's clearly conservative when you look at birth rates in America. But is a same-sex couple of males having a child through surrogate and then wanting to chest feed their baby, is that conservative or liberal? I think most people would call that liberal. And today, when we say trust the science, chest feeding is just as good as breastfeeding. In America right now, do you think many people trust the science on these kinds of issues anymore? So this is just such a fascinating story, and the labels don't add up to anything. I would recommend to reporters that they try to find out if the LaLeche League, if many of its chapters, maybe in the large cities, do they now receive any kind of government subsidy or tax break or federal funding or state funding that might, just might have had some of this strange stuff with Title IX and some of the redefinitions of what it means to be a woman. It's possible that this organization had to make this change, not because it sincerely wanted to, but because it was going to lose a lot of its funding and maybe be driven out of some of the organizations that have hosted it. That would be another angle that I think reporters should look into.
Finally, how, in your opinion, is this story emblematic of the extremely confused political situation that we face today?
Okay, well, just think about it this way. We no longer know what it means to be a woman as a culture. We no longer know what it means to breastfeed. I mean, that's now being redefined, and the words are getting changed by all the medical experts. And I would assume that a lot of religious groups that have worked with this organization at the local level, LaLeche League, they're now going to have to look at this and say, do we have to start a Missouri Synod Lutheran breastfeeding network? Do we need a Catholic one? Do we need Eastern? Do the Southern Baptist Convention now needs to start its own breastfeeding league because they no longer want to work with LaLeche because it's been co-opted? Isn't that just a perfect symbol of how confused the natural world is right now?
Terry Mattingly, Senior Fellow on Communications and Culture at St. Constantine College in Houston, Texas. He writes Rational Sheep, a Substack newsletter for faith and mass media. He's author of the National On Religion column for the Andrews McMeel Universal Syndicate, and for two decades, he led the GetReligion.org website. Terry, thanks.
Glad to be here.
I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you next week. Thanks for listening to Crossroads with Terry Mattingly.